告。亲爱的天父，今天我们聚集在一起来敬拜你，让我们的敬拜是从灵里和真理，求你我们说话，让我们更多认识你。我们奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。Was that okay? Pastor Michael was teaching me all morning. I want to ask you this morning to think about the earliest memory that you have, the earliest memory of yourself.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。我想先问大家一个问题，就是你记忆出生以来最早的记忆是什么？
Think about it and tell the person next to you. The earliest memory you have of yourself.
大家出生以来最早的记忆。
That was so quick.
快啊。
I tell you what my earliest memory was when I was 4 years old.
我告诉大家，我最早的记忆是在四岁的时候。
It was in the morning. I was getting ready to go to school.
是在早上，我准备好了要去上学。
I stood on the edge of my bed, and my mom and my grandmother was helping me get dressed.
我站在床的边沿上啊，我的妈妈和。
Mama gave me a shirt.
Mama gave me a shirt.
And as soon as I put on the shirt, there were these black things falling out of my shirt. Later, I found out they were actually cockroaches falling off my shirt. To this day, I'm still afraid of cockroaches. I am not afraid of any bugs, but I hate cockroaches. Can we change that picture? It's interesting to. Can we change the picture? 谢谢，谢谢，谢谢。我不可以看。It's interesting to note that almost no one remembers the moment they're born.
非常有趣的一个现象就是，几乎没有人可以记得他们出生时候的场景。
No one would remember coming out of their mom.
没有人会记得自己是从怎样从母腹中出来。
Usually people don't remember them all blood all over and screaming and crying and an umbilical cord being cut. Nobody remembers those. Usually it's sometime down the road we remember we exist. We realize we exist. We cannot conceive ourselves. We cannot give birth to ourselves. We don't get to choose who my parents are. We don't get to choose where we are born. We are just born. The language of birth is the way that Jesus describes the Christian life in John chapter 3. The first two verses of John chapter 3 tells us a lot about the man Nicodemus who came to see Jesus at night. Nicodemus is a Jew, is a Pharisee, is a religious leader.
尼哥底母是一个犹太人 是犹太中的法利赛人，也是一个做官。
He knows his Old Testament really well.
他详细的知道旧约圣经。
He's an influential person.
有影响力的一个人。
Well respected among the Jews.Second verse tells us about Nicodemus coming to see Jesus at night.
第二节中描述到尼哥底母是在夜里去见耶稣。
The Pharisees are the most respected religious group among the Jews.
在犹太人中，法利赛人是一个很受尊敬的。
Even Jesus says their way of religious obedience is so high a standard.
即便是耶稣，他都说过，在犹太人中，法利赛人的这个标准是非常高的。
That you have to be like them if you want to be called righteous.
如果你大家想要称义，那首先就要像他们一样。
Nicodemus was one of these people.
尼哥底母就是这类人中的一个。
He came to see Jesus at night because he doesn't want the other religious leaders to see him talking to Jesus. Because Jesus was a threat to the Pharisees. The first opening line tells us a lot about what he is looking for, what Nicodemus is looking for.
那第三章经文的前几行呢，就跟我们说了尼哥底母他的真实意图。
He says, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, and no one could perform these signs you do unless God were with him.
尼哥底母来见耶稣说，老师，我们知道你是上帝差来教导人的，因为如果没有上帝的同在，没有人能行你所行的神迹。
Perhaps Nicodemus saw something special in Jesus that makes him different from all the other religious leaders.
或许是尼哥底母看到了耶稣身上有一点是其他所有宗教领袖身上没有。
Maybe it's the miracle of turning water into wine.
或许是在迦南的那场婚宴，耶稣把水变成了酒。
Maybe it's because he was so bold to clear the temple of all the animals and people that were selling the animals.
或许是因为耶稣如此的勇敢，以他自己的实际行动，去清洁了、洁净了圣殿，赶走了兑换银钱之人的桌子。
Whatever it is, maybe there is something special about Jesus.
不管怎么样，就是有一点确定，耶稣很特别。
How Jesus answers Nicodemus tells you a lot about what Nicodemus is actually thinking or looking for.
从尼哥底母对耶稣提的问题，我们就可以看出尼哥底母到底在寻求什么。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Truly, I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
主耶稣回答尼哥底母说，人若不重生，就不能看见上帝的国。
That is the heart of what Nicodemus is looking for, the kingdom of God.
这就是尼哥底母在寻找的东西，就是上帝的国。
Nicodemus is essentially saying, Are you the Messiah? Are you the king of the kingdom?
尼哥底母实际上是在说，你是受膏者吗？你是要来的那一位吗？
Are you the king? Are you the king that we've been looking for?
你是我们在寻找的吗？
That's why Jesus said, Truly, I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣才说，我实实在在地告诉你们，人若不重生，就不能看见神的国。
Nicodemus understood what the kingdom of God is, no doubt about it. He knows his Bible, he knows what the kingdom of God is.
尼哥底母非常清楚地知道什么是神的国。
The kingdom of God is where God rules.
上帝的国就是神掌权的国。
And the Messiah is the king.
弥赛亚受膏者就是王。
He understood that, no problem. He understood that.
他很清楚地知道，没有问题。
But the word born again was very confusing to him.
但是对他来说，重生这个词
How can I be physically born? Can I go back to my mom and come back out?
我怎么样才能重生呢？难道我还要去 回到我母亲肚子里再出来一遍吗？
This is of course not what Jesus is saying.
当然，这不是主耶稣的意思。
When Adam was made, God breathed life into him.
当上帝从一口生气创造了亚当。
He gave him life because he was just dust. He was nothing. He was just dirt. But then God breathed into him and he became alive.
因为亚当本身是没有生命的，就是一堆尘土。但是神吹了一口气，那这就变成了一个有灵的活人。
The word for breathing and air and spirit are the same word in Hebrew and in Greek.
在希腊文和希伯来文中，气、息、风是一个词。
It means that when God breathed into Adam, He's giving him His Holy Spirit.
这也就是说，当耶和华神吹了一口气在亚当鼻孔里的时候，他给了他生命。
Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden under God's rule.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里是按照神的旨意来生活的。
The kingdom of God was in the Garden of Eden. There was no other kingdom. There was only just God's kingdom, and Adam and Eve lived under this kingdom.
没有其他神的国。那当时在伊甸园没有其他神的国。伊甸园整个亚当夏娃都是在神的旨意下面生活。
But when Adam and Eve sinned against God, something happened, didn't it?
但是当亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候，就有事情发生了。
Remember, God said to Adam and Eve, He says, "The day that you eat this fruit, you will die."
大家还记得创世纪中说，神说主耶和华对亚当和夏娃说，你吃的那日必定死。
But when you know the story, Adam and Eve didn't just drop dead; they were still walking around.
但是大家知道事情的故事，事情的发展，亚当和夏娃是怎么样堕落。
So what died?
什么死了？
What died is that the Holy Spirit have left them.
这里的死是，意思就是圣灵离开了他们。
You see, when somebody sins against God, what they're really doing is saying, I don't want God to be God, I want to be God.
所以大家看，就是当人犯罪的时候，人往往想的是，我要成为神，我不会去想神的旨意是什么。
I want to be God. I'm going to decide how to live my life.
我就是我的神，我决定我自己的命运。
I am king.
我就是王。
I don't want God to be king.
不希望神来做王。
And that is the moment Adam and Eve died.
那就是亚当和夏娃死的瞬间。
They are walking around. You know, you ever seen those movies where, in Chinese movies where you see the is it
gong xi
they hop around like that?
大家都看过，就是在中国电影里一些就是跳来跳去的僵尸。
They are alive, but they're not really alive.
他们好像是。貌似是活动的，但他们不是有生命的。
That's Adam and Eve.
这就是亚当和夏娃。
That's you and me before Jesus.
这就是你我在主面前的光景。
Listen to the words of Paul in Ephesians chapter 2.
大家听一下，在以弗所书中二章保罗说的。
Paul says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you previously walked according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler and power of the air, the spirit now work in the disobedient. We too all previously lived among them, the dead, in our fleshly desires, carrying out our inclinations of our flesh and thoughts, and we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also.
在以弗所书二章一到三节中，根据中文当代圣经说道：你们死在过犯罪恶之中，在其中行事为人是世界的方式，顺服空中掌权者的魔鬼，就是如今一切在悖逆上帝之人心中所运行的邪灵。我们从前也在他们中间，随从本性的欲望，放纵肉体和心中的私欲。与其他人一样， 生来就是惹上帝发怒的人。
A spiritual corpse cannot understand spiritual things.
一个在灵性上的尸体不能够理解属灵的事。
And that's what Jesus means. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God.
这就是主耶稣所说的，你必须重生才能够看见神的国。
Someone who is not born again cannot understand the kingdom of God.
如果人不能够重生的一个人，他实在见不到神的国。
You mean to tell me that God can become a baby?
你是要来告诉我神可以是一个小 baby 吗？
You mean to tell me that God can be crucified on a cross?
你现在是要来告诉我神是可以在十字架上被钉死的吗？
A stumbling block.
实在是一个绊倒人的石头。
Because they cannot believe such foolish things.
因为人不能够相信如此愚蠢的事。
So Nicodemus was confused.
所以尼哥德慕非常的困惑。
Jesus explains this a little further.
主耶稣就再解释。
He says, truly I tell you, unless someone is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, whatever is born of the spirit is spirit.
主耶稣又说，我实实在在告诉你，人如果不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。从肉体生的还是肉体，从圣灵生的才是灵。
What Jesus is saying, you know, it's not telling him to go back into his mom and come back out.
主耶稣不是说叫人从母腹再回到母腹中生出来。
What Jesus is saying that you have to have God breathe life into the corpse to make him come alive again.
主耶稣说的是，上帝实在需要在你我身上吹气，在这灵性上以死的肉体上吹气，我们才能够活过来在灵里面。
This is what baptism means.
这就是洗礼的意义。
Somebody going under the water means they are dying with Jesus, right? Romans 6, dying with Jesus going under.
就像罗马书六章中说到的，从受洗的人就像是死了一遍一样。
But we don't stay there, we come up, right?
我们和主同死，但我们不停留在那里，我们还要生出来。
I hope Pastor Michael will bring the person back up when he baptizes people.
当我们中间有人受洗的时候，我希望Michael 牧师是把人从水里面拉上来的。
Because the person comes alive with God's Spirit.
这就是表明这个人和主一同活过来。
Do you remember Ezekiel chapter 37?
大家还记不记得在以西结书37章中提到
Ezekiel sees a valley of dry bones as the Bible describes.
在圣经中描述到以西结走在山谷中看到了许多的骸骨都是枯骨。
And God says, will these bones live?
上帝当时问这些枯骨还能活过来吗？
And then God says to Ezekiel, I want you to speak to these bones.
然后耶和华神就对以西结说，我希望你对这些枯骨说话。
And then as he speaks, God says, I breathe life into them and the bones come alive.
当他说话的时候，神就把这些枯骨吹了生气，这些就活了。
Gordon Smith, the president of the Ambrose Seminary, who just retired,
Gordon Smith, 就是恩道神学院的
president who just retired,
主席刚刚退休的。
He says that conversion is a human response to God's saving work in Jesus Christ.
他说到回转就是人对上帝拯救的。
It is because God breathed life into us that we can respond to God when we hear the gospel.
因为神向我们吹了生气，我们就可以有这个回转的选择，我们就可以做出回应。
I cannot make myself born again.
我不能使我自己重生。
I cannot decide I want to be born again.
我不能决定自己要重生。
Because it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为这是圣灵的工作。
That's why Paul says in chapter 2 of Ephesians, he says, For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast.
这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书二章八到九节中说，你们得救是靠着恩典，凭着信心，这不是出于你们自己，而是上帝的礼物。
Without the Holy Spirit, when we hear the gospel, it's just garbage. We don't understand it. It's just junk.
如果没有圣灵的帮助，当我们听到这些福音的时候，我们以为这些都是垃圾，没有一个价值的，没有任何价值的。
But if we are born again of the Spirit, when we hear the gospel, it makes sense.
但是当我们重生之后，我们身上有圣灵，当我们再听到福音，一切都说得通了。
And we respond to God.
我们就做出回应。
But sadly, a lot of churches have forgotten about the Holy Spirit.
但是很可悲的是，很多的教会，忘记了圣灵。
I was once at a man's conference, a Christian man's conference.
有一次我在一个全部都是男性的基督徒会议上。
The main speaker was speaking to the men sitting there, talking about how to deal with sexual temptations.
当时那个主讲人对着一群男性的基督徒，在说你们要如何抵挡性的诱惑，还有犯罪。
For 45 minutes, he talked about how good sex is.
他用了
within marriage.
他用了45分钟的时间。这个主讲人就讲在婚姻中的性爱是如何如何的让人满足。
But when he was closing, he said this.
但是结尾的时候他说道。
He says, well, but for sexual temptations, you will just have to manage it.
他说到要应对性的诱惑，大家就只是需要管理努力。
And he just finished.
然后就结束了。
For 45 minutes, he did not mention once the Holy Spirit.
45分钟，整整45分钟的时间，没有讲到圣灵的工作。
And at the end of his talk, basically his conclusion is, you Christians have to manage your sexual temptations.
然后，在结尾的时候，他就得出了这么样几个结论，就是说，你们基督徒要管理自己的性诱惑。
So you're telling me the good news of Jesus Christ.
所以你在告诉我有关耶稣基督的好消息。
He came to be born of a human person.
他是从人生的。
He lived his life on earth. He died on the cross.
他走完了一生，死在十架上。
He resurrected from death.
他从死里复活。
And he is now seated at the right hand of God.
他现在坐在父神的右边。
And he promised to come back for us.
并且他承诺他一定会再来。
He did all of that so that I can manage my sins. Really?
他做了这所有的一切，所以我就可以管理我自己的应对性诱惑，还有。还有罪恶。
Okay. Okay. You know what? In that case, why do I need the church?
那如果真的是那样的话，我们为什么需要教会？
There are so many good books out there that can teach me all this.
那外面有很多的书籍，可以教我们这样做。
The good news is no different from Buddha's news.
好的消息不是由佛陀来的。
Why don't I just read books? I don't need this.
那我为什么不读读其他的书呢？我不需要这东西。
A.W. Tozer, a very famous Alliance pastor.
陶树博士，一个非常著名的牧师。
He says in the 1950s. This is 1950s. He says that basically the church today have forgotten about the Holy Spirit.
他在五十年代的时候，上世纪五十年代的时候，说过这样一段话。
He says we believe the Holy Spirit. We are all right about what we believe.
他说，我们相信圣灵啊。
All the head knowledge is right.
我们头脑中的知识都对。
But the way the church functions every day, the Holy Spirit isn't even there.
但是教会每一天的运作圣灵几乎感觉不到。
Arnold Cook, a former president of the Alliance that passed away 10 years ago,
宣道会的前主席 Arnold Cook 已经逝世了十年了。
He says the church functions like a two-third Trinitarian theology.
他说教会现在的运作就像是三分之二的三位一体的理论。
We believe in everything about the Holy Spirit, but we just don't need him on everyday life.
我们知道有关圣灵的一切，但是我们就是不需要在每天的生活中用到它。
Why is the Holy Spirit so easily forgotten in the life of the church?
为什么在日常的生活中，在教会的运转中，圣灵是如此的容易被忘却？
I think oftentimes when we think about the Holy Spirit, we are a bit afraid.
我想是因为往往我们想到圣灵的时候，我们都感到害怕。
We think about those faith healers.
我们会想到那些就是信心治疗师。
Worship services where people are screaming in the middle of services and speaking in tongues and running up and down the aisle.
我们会一提到圣灵，就会想到有一些人可能跳来跳去的说方言，还有一些人跳来跳去的做稀奇古怪的事情。
And so some churches swing all the way to that end, and other churches say, well, we don't need this kind of stuff.
所以说就出现了两种极端的情况，有一些教会就倾向于到那样的一个环境中，追求那样的一个场景，另一些教会呢，可能就远离了圣灵。
And when you think about it, the Holy Spirit is, I would argue, the most unrelatable person in the Trinity.
我就会想到，我认为在提到三位一体神的位格的时候，圣灵这个位格是最容易被忽略的。
When you think about God the Father, what do you see?
当你想到父神的时候
，An old man, very nice, sitting in heaven.
大家可能会想到是一个是一个慈爱的老者坐在高天之上。
When you think about God the Son, what do you see?
当你想到圣子的时候，你会想到什么
？Blonde hair, blue eyes, 6'2".
我们会想到是长发，闭眼，蓝眼睛，然后而且是1.88米的个子。
But very relatable. I mean, you got a father, you got a son who's very friendly.
是非常可以有相关性的。大家可以想到父亲的形象，想到儿子的形象。
But what do you think about when you think about the Holy Spirit?
但是当大家想到圣灵的时候，会想什么
？You think of someone that sets people's head on fire.
大家可能会想到圣灵会让人的头上起火。
You think of a bird that lands on people's heads.
想到有一个鸟落到人的头上。
So we used to say he is the Holy Ghost.
所以这就是为什么我们。居然还使用这个圣鬼这个词。
So I think that's why many people don't know how to relate to the Holy Spirit because he seems very strange and scary.
我想这就是为什么大多数人他不能够就是很轻松的去联想到圣灵，因为是非常可怕的一些画面。
But if you take away the Holy Spirit from the Bible,
但是如果大家把圣灵从圣经中抹去。
Israel would never have been able to be God's people.
以色列人就永远不会再成为上帝的选民。
They wouldn't know God's will.
因为他们不会知道神的旨意。
They wouldn't know how to fight against God's enemies.
他们不知道如何应对敌人。
They would not defeat all those enemies, the armies they were up against. There was no way they could win without God's spirit.
他们不可能。打败战胜那所有的那些敌人。
The prophets wouldn't know what to write down because it's the Holy Spirit is the one who guides them to write.
那些先知不可能写出这些先知书来，因为是圣灵在引导他们写。
If there is no Holy Spirit in the New Testament,
如果在新约圣经中没有圣灵
，Jesus' birth would be impossible.
主耶稣的出生就不可能。
baptism of Jesus have no meaning.
受洗归入耶稣就没有意义。
Jesus' ministry would be impossible.
啊 ，sorry， 啊，耶稣的受洗就没有意义。啊，耶稣的事工也就没有意义。不可能。
There would be no resurrection on Easter Sunday.
那在复活节那天的主日就不会有主耶稣的复活。
And the church is just a bunch of people too bored on a weekend, and so they decided to get together and do something.
那教会可能就成了一群非常无聊的人，到周日的时候来看一看，聚在一起。
ECAC cannot be a church that is afraid of the Holy Spirit.
我们爱城华人宣道会不应该成为一个惧怕圣灵的教会。
The Holy Spirit will always point us to Jesus, never ever on its own. He will always point us to Jesus.
圣灵，因为圣灵总是把人。引到主前，没有例外。
He will always unite the church.
圣灵总是把人聚到一起合一。
You know, if I am a general in a war, if I'm fighting a war right now,
大家想一下，如果我是在一场战争中的一个将军。
One of the key ways I could win the war.
一个主要的方式我可以赢得战争。
Is to disconnect.The communications between the soldiers and the commanders.
就是去切断敌方指挥官和他们的士兵的联系。
Now we know why Satan attacks the church by attacking the concept of the Holy Spirit.
所以大家就能看出为什么撒旦是如何来攻击教会，以这样一个方式，就是要攻击圣灵的这个概念。
Tozer said this. He says Satan has opposed the doctrine of the spirit-filled life about as bitterly as any other doctrine there is. He has confused it, opposed it, surrounded it with false notions and fears. He has blocked every effort of the Church of Christ to receive from the Father her divine and blood-bought inheritance. The Church has tragically neglected this great liberating truth.That there is now for the child of God a full and wonderful and completely satisfying anointing with the Holy Spirit.
陶树博士在《如何被圣灵充满》这本书中说到，撒旦对被圣灵充满的生活教义的反对，就如同对任何其他教义的反对一样激烈。撒旦混淆他，反对他，用错误观念和恐惧围住他。撒旦阻止基督教会从天父那里获得。神圣的，并用宝血买赎的产业的一切努力，教会可悲地忽略了这个伟大的解放真理。现在正是时候让上帝之子得到圣灵充分、美妙和完全令人满意的恩膏。
Let us pray together.
我们祷告。
Lord, we desire to be a church that knows the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们想成为一个真正的了解圣灵的教会。
Not just in our heads, but in every day how we live our lives.
不是在我们的头脑中，而是在我们每天如何活着。
The church will never do well without the Holy Spirit.
教会没有圣灵，不可能做好。
So come, Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵请你来
Fill us we pray
请你充满我们
In Jesus name
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen
Amen
Thank you Sherry